Yesterday, Baltimore City's Liquor Board suspended Waverly Tavern's liquor license for a week and fined the establishment $2,500. WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports on the violations at the tavern as part of her series Closing Time, Baltimore's Battle with Liquor Licenses.
Waverly Tavern owner Shekar Karki was charged with 6 violations reported by the city police department since April. Stephen Fogelman, Karki's lawyer, argued that officials have had a magnifying glass focus on the bar.
Unfortunately, this bar, I think it's safe to say, that this bar has been inspected more than any other bar in the city of Baltimore in the last 5 months.
The violations included customers loitering outside the liquor store and bar with open containers of alcohol, gambling, an inoperable bar, and the lack of working emergency lights and fire extinguishers. The Waverly Improvement Association and neighborhood residents have been trying to get the board to revoke or suspend the license for years. Alina Lightchaser, co-president of the association, says she'd like to continue documenting loiterers outside the establishment.
This is a really nice experiment to see what will happen once the establishment is closed for a week. Will the violence and the chaos diminish? I'm very interested to find out.
The tavern will still be open but will not be able to sell alcohol. The community association and bar owner are expected to meet Monday to discuss what changes the community would like to see for the establishment. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.